Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or the Today Show or 100 other places, but I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Happy Wednesday, smart daters. I hope you have been enjoying this week of multiple podcast episodes in honor of you and in honor of the holidays, and most importantly, in honor of the beginning of peak dating season. I'm excited to be here today with you. And if you guys have been listening for the past year and or even for the past 2 days, and you heard about the best dating apps of 2023, if you heard about why you want to create a funnel, maybe you saw me on Good Morning America yesterday talking about boosting your love life. What I want to tell you is join our online dating love lab, which is Sunday, January 8th, where you will be completely in pole position to take advantage of being the best version of yourself online starting Sunday, January 8th, which is the busiest online dating day of the year. So go to smartdatingacademy.com, go to the menu, click the online dating love lab and invest in yourself. It's the best Christmas present you could give yourself. So I hope to see you there. It's a very small group on Zoom from 1 to 4 p.m. Central on a Sunday, instead of watching football or doing whatever it is you were thinking of doing, getting ready for work on Monday, come join me. You'll meet me personally. It's a small group of people, and we will teach you everything you need to know and have a full hour for Q&A. So now, speaking of dating, speaking of information you want to know, I wanted to do an episode today, which is a top 10 reasons or top 10 signs that you can tell if somebody is a player. Are you ready for these? Because I'm ready to give them to you. And I'm going to bang through these because I promised that these were going to be mini episodes. So I'm going to tell you reason number one, how do you tell if somebody is a player? And I'm not going to be gender specific. A lot of times people assume guys are the ones that are players. There are plenty of women players out there as well. So if I go back and forth between he or she, please don't get tripped up on my pronouns. Please don't be offended. I'm just going to say a player's going to play, 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 play. I'm going to quote Taylor Swift today and always because I, like so many of you, am a Swiftie. So reason number one, if this person, let's say somebody you've come across, how do you know if they're a player? Reason number one, if they are too smooth in their delivery. They know exactly what to say. They know exactly what to do. They've walked up to you. They're confident. They know how to make you feel good. They're charismatic. They're flirty. They know how to be the center of attention. They know exactly what to say. Chances are, if they're super smooth and they're super confident and they know exactly how to push your buttons and to get you how to blush, chances are they play this game pretty often and they do it with others. So again, not always, but keep this in mind. If they are smooth, practice makes perfect. So clearly they might have been practicing on many, many other people. Reason number two, if you're on a dating app, okay, you can often read what somebody's interested in. We have our clients looking for only people that know what they want, and that is a serious relationship or marriage, whatever that is. If somebody checks off, I don't know what I want, or I'm just looking for something fun or something casual, that's not your person, right? And if somebody says to you on a date, yeah, I'm just looking for something fun, I'm just looking for something casual, chances are they just want to play around. They are not looking for anything serious. And here's the insidious thing. They might say, when they say that they're not looking for something serious, they might start to play you like they are. They call you all the time. They text you all the time. They're wanting to see you 5 days a week, and they act like a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a partner. But remember, if they said they're not looking for something serious and they're just looking for something fun, this is how they're going to behave when something is not serious or not fun. So protect your own heart and know if they say they don't want something serious, they don't know what they want in a relationship, believe them. Okay. Reason number three, you might be dating a player if as the days and weeks go on, they are not consistent about keeping in touch. You might hear from them 70 times in a day, and then maybe nothing for 6 days in a row. It could be hours, it could be days, or longer. They don't walk their walk. They don't talk their talk. It feels like it's hot and cold. That's a sign that this person might be a player and is playing with lots of other people. Consistency and reliability are something that's super important to me and my team in the dating process as we coach our clients towards finding somebody who is a really, really good lid to your pot. Consistency and reliability aren't as sexy as mind-blowing chemistry, but I'm telling you, long-term, those are things you want. So if somebody is hot, cold, doesn't do what they say they're going to do, just, you know, again, and just disappears for long periods of time, you might be dating a player. Reason number four, okay, they don't go out on real dates with you. It started physically, and all they want to do is hook up with you at your house or their house. They don't take you out on real dates. They're not asking you to go out to dinner, to lunch, to go to a movie, to go ice skating. If it all revolves around sex, hooking up, and being physical, this person might be a player. Now, if you're not sure, ask them, hey, we do a lot of stuff at home. Could we go out on a date? If they say, why? What's the point in doing that when we could just be here and I could just devour you from head to toe? Remember, that's kind of a red flag. Does this person not want to be seen with you in public? Or do they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Who knows what's going on? But you might be with the player if they don't take you out on real dates or want to go on real dates with you. Reason number five, sign number five, I should say, that you're potentially dating someone who's a player. They're not talking about the future. They're talking about 5 minutes from now, or they're stuck in the past, but they're not saying what they want in 2 weeks, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months. If they're only talking short term and it doesn't seem like they're talking about anything in the future with you, you might be dealing with someone who is a player. Reason number six, now we're going to start to get really good. You catch them in lies. They might be saying, oh, you know what? I've got a girls' night tonight. I'm going to be out with the girls. But then when you check her out on social media, she's out with two guys. What does that mean? If you catch somebody in little lies or big lies, it's a sign that this person is very skilled at that and they're giving you a bunch of excuses. This person is not telling you the truth because they are potentially playing you. Okay. Reason number seven, and this is a big one. If you are out with someone and you're always doing things and there doesn't seem to be a real depth of emotion to this person, you're not getting to know them better. You don't feel like they can emote, they can express, they love, they have emotions. If this person seems like a bot or a robot or an automaton, there's no feelings of emotion, you might be dealing with somebody who is a player because this is all they really have. They don't want to connect with anybody emotionally. They just want quick, easy relationships where there's no depth of intimacy, no real connection. That's a sign you might be dating a player. Reason number eight that you could be dating a player, sign number eight, they say that they've cheated on people in the past. It astounds me, even at Smart Dating Academy with our clients that get into conversations with new people that they're dating. How many people are like, yeah, you know, I cheated on my ex because they were never home, or I cheated on my ex because blah, blah, blah. The facts and the data is all there, you guys. You got to listen to it. There's really, if somebody's telling you that they've cheated on their exes, chances are what? Say it again for the people in the back. They'll probably cheat on you too. Okay. Now, sign number nine that you might be dating a player. Again, they don't introduce you to their friends. They might want to meet your friends and come into your world, but they are not allowing you into their world. You're not meeting their people. They only want to do things on their terms, right? That's a sign that you might be dating someone who's playing you. Why? Because they're afraid to have you around their village because it might be like, oh my God, who's he bringing around today? Oh, you should have seen the last three girls he brought around last week. Those are red flags that this person may be playing you, may not happy, serious if you never meet significant people in their lives. Now, sign number nine, and that was sign number nine, right? Oops, I can't even keep track of myself because I want to get through all this information for you. And last but not least, this is now sign number 10. They always want to be in control. And that's really often dates are only on their terms. It's when they want to date you. They might be inconsistent and you're sitting there just waiting for them. They might cancel five times, but then on the sixth time, they want to date you. It's always on their terms. When they want to see you, it could be last minute. There's very little planning, but it's always, always on their terms, not on your terms. You might be dealing with somebody who is a player and is not serious about you. I hope that some of these signs resonated with you and that you'll keep this episode on replay. If you like these, give us a 5-star rating. Write a review on how you've liked this week. And I hope that you are getting closer and closer to embracing, really taking advantage of peak dating season, and that you're learning a lot from these episodes this week. Share this episode with your friends, write a review. And most importantly, like I said in the beginning of the episode, if you've been on the fence, join the Online Dating Love Lab for Sunday, January 8th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Zoom. Buy your spot today. It always sells out. And you will know that you're taking the first great step in learning so much about how to find healthy, happy love in 2023. I love this. Make sure that you are not getting played. Now you know the top 10 signs that you might be with a player. And certainly make sure that you yourself are not emitting any of the player signs. Until tomorrow, I'll see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.